You're listening to Radio MD. What's good and good for you? Why, Family Food Kitchen, of course. Here they are, Ellen Briggs and Carolina Jantak.
I've got a news flash for you. The nutrition detectives have infiltrated schools. Yep, it's true. And we're going to find out who they are and why are they there. What are they doing? From our guest, Dr. Catherine Katz. She's the co-founder. She's an author, producer. She's here to explain who these nutrition detectives are. Hi, Catherine. How are you?
Thank you.
It's so wonderful to have you here. Who are the nutrition detectives? I don't think I've seen them in the schools near us. Help us out.
Oh, they are everywhere. In fact, now they're all over the world. They are usually 8 to 12-year-olds who have become empowered to know how to read food labels. And it's a program that we have instilled years ago that all started when my daughter was in third grade and came home one day crying because the boy next to her was making fun of her healthy lunch. And the teacher brought me in and said, you know, what do you want to do about this? And I didn't exactly know what to do. She said, you know, your husband is a famous nutrition expert. Why doesn't he come and give a talk to our kids? Now, these are 8-year-old kids, and my husband had never, you know, given a lecture to 8-year-olds, and certainly didn't want to, my poor daughter, I didn't want her to be not only made fun of her for what she was eating, but also, you know, thought of as, oh my God, we're going to have this boring talk. So we decided to create this game that we call Nutrition Detectives to teach the kids how to choose better items in their grocery store and empower them and therefore their parents to want to eat the better for them foods. And that's
well,
how
first let me just say, I'm going to jump in and say, I think so many moms can identify with that experience. When you send, and when you say a healthy lunch, were you sending seaweed or were you just sending something
that
didn't have...
That's so funny you should say that. No tofu, no seaweed, nothing that extravagant. But I think what this little boy was noticing is that she didn't have any of those fluorescent colored, I don't know what they are, snacks, that and those blue drinks and all the things that all the other kids were having. It was more in what was not in her lunchbox that he was making fun of. No, I think it was just a turkey, lettuce, tomato sandwich on whole grain, you know, something simple. But she, you know, she was different because she didn't have all these colorful junk food that a lot of the other kids had. But we fixed that, let me tell you, with this Nutrition Detectives program, which at the time was just there to help our daughter. We never thought this was going to become what it has now literally become all over the world, this program that empowers kids to become nutrition detectives and to want to choose the better for you food.
That's perfect. I sounds so true to exactly situations that I go through with my daughter. And you're right, a lot of the times it's what's missing in their lunchbox that's calling other kids' attention.
Yeah.
So it sounds like a lot of them would benefit from this Nutrition Detectives, the program itself. So your daughter was 8. So how early is that? Is that really how early, maybe in first grade, we can start introducing?
Yes, this particular program, yes, because it does require the kids to be able to read. But it's really simple and, as you can imagine, fun. You know, we really distill it down to 5 clues. The very first one is you just can't judge what's in the front. A good detective does not get fooled by that. And the kids love that. You know, I know better. I'm not even going to look at the front of the box. I'm going to turn to the back. And in the back, the first thing they learn is, and this is so cute, we have these graphics where you see this big mama duck followed by her little ducklings. The first ingredient is like the mama. It's always the biggest. Then come in the order of size, what else is in there? So, for example, if you look at a cereal and the first ingredient is sugar, that means that's the biggest. That's the one that has the most quantity. And do you want a sugar in a cereal? No. If it's candy, yeah, you expect that. In a cereal, No, so that's the second clue. And the third clue, at the time, I don't know if you, do you know about Finding Waldo? Yeah, I don't know if
you've
heard. Oh, yeah. Right? Yeah, where's Waldo?
The guy with the glasses and the striped shirt. In those days, that was really popular. And we taught the kids, look, you want to identify, find Waldo in this big bunch of letters that is in the back of the ingredient list. And what Waldo is if you see partially hydrogenated oil. Now, that looks really weird, a bunch of letters that once you look for them, they just kind of jump out at you, just like Waldo would. And we did that with them. We said, if you see partially hydrogenated oil or high fructose corn syrup, it'll jump at you just like Waldo. And if you see that, step away from the box and nobody will get hurt. And the kids loved that. I mean, they would just go and frantically look for this jumble of letters, recognize it right away, and just say, that's it, I'm done, don't want to see that. And what was that was clever, because in those days and since then, and I'm sure we had a hand in it, a lot of those were vanished from the food supply, the less and less partially hydrogenated oil. But in those days, that was really a red flag. You saw that, chances were it was junk, because if it had that, it had everything else that was not so good for you in it. And then the fourth clue was simply the longer the ingredient list, the shorter the ingredient list, the better. If it's long, has a bunch of words that you don't understand, step away from that box. It's just, you don't need all that. The shorter the ingredient list, the better. And finally, we told them that fiber was their friend. And we taught them how to identify how much fiber so quickly. I mean, there's a trick to do that. At a glance, whether there's fiber in something that should be whole grain, and taught them about whole grain imposters, just like the grandmother in the Red Riding Hood, you know, who pretends to be a grandmother but in fact is a wolf. A lot of things out there, like in breads and crackers and pasta, pretend that they're whole grains, but they're really whole grain imposters, and they don't have any fiber, and we don't want them. So we just distilled it down to those five clues, and then after teaching them for, I think it's about an hour and a half total, this whole lesson, after teaching them this for about half an hour, they play those games where they have literally bags of groceries with winners and losers in each category, and they break up in teams, and by the end of this class, they know better than anybody which are the winners and which are the losers, just based on those five simple clues.
Oh, and then I love that, Catherine.
Nutrition detective.
When I was listening to everything, I think what most sticks with me is we're in an age now where there's something called food fear. I'm sure you've heard about it. And, you know, it's this tendency of people to instill fear by using these big words and saying, don't do this, this is toxic, that's deadly, and things like that. But what you did with this program is completely the opposite. With education, you demystify that and you empower children to look at it with the science-based evidence and make the good decision for themselves. And what I bet is more exciting than everything, and you can tell me, you know, in a quick second about it, is I bet these kids go home and teach their parents a lot of stuff, don't they?
Absolutely. In fact, that was so amazing because the parents would come back to us and said, what have you done? My kids no longer are telling me about this SpongeBob. They're telling me, you know, which ones are actually better for them. They're saying, you know, I see partially hydrogenated oil, you don't want this one. No, it's wonderful. And we've done some studies to actually show that we teach the kids, we never teach the parents, and then we actually tested both the parents and the kids, and the parents learned as much about how to read food labels just through their kids.
Oh, that's fantastic. I am so motivated by this program, and I have looked at it and used it, and I hope everybody does. So I want to tell everybody where to find it, and that's on www.nutritiondetectives.com. But to learn more, also visit kuzunicity.com. And to listen to our shows, remember, always Radio MD. Stay well.